Blog Talk Radio. Royalty to you guys. Royalty to you guys. I don't know what interference, what bitch or what interference, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this platform. But let's go, baby. You will not win. You won't. All right? So, greetings. Welcome. Thank you, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Harrington Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru the Seventh Oracle, and we definitely appreciate all the interference, and we definitely appreciate anybody who has a problem with anything that we do. Definitely appreciate you guys, whether you're here or whether you're far or wherever you are. We definitely appreciate you and all that you have to offer and all of the lessons in which come with the totality of life, right? So what we are talking about here today is Anunnaki. All right? So we're going to go ahead and introduce the podcast, you guys. When I say introduce the podcast, we're going to go dive right in. There's not going to be much music today, but we are going to dive in. I want my clips to work, but as you guys know, we've been having interference, you know, this energy that got unleashed, you know, it is a very volatile, okay? Let me go ahead and play Brother Wisdom, what he says about the volatile energy. This energy that got released is very volatile. I mean, my hand, I burn myself, you guys, doing spell worker protection, but, you know, it was not just protection for me, but it was for protection for the good heart. And it was very heavy, you guys, and I had to take a hit for it. But that's okay. So, yeah, let me see if we're working.
Enhance
here.
Your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Brothers and sisters of the Celestial Energy, Brother Wisdom. Hands are smelling good. My wife was burned, paleo sick, and out. Oh, my goodness. The energy and the vibrations of these ancient sticks. Wow. It's called paleo sick. The discussion today, you know, the biggest lie that we were ever told by these inorganics is he who controls the air controls the world. Now, we got to understand what they're saying when they say he who controls the air controls the world. We're not talking about them flying in planes. And we're not talking about spraying the sky, all right? When you talk about the air, you're talking about the atmosphere. You're talking about the radio frequencies, the radio signals. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about they're not powerful, but they're very influential frequencies. All right? Frequencies that can influence your mind to alter your thoughts. Now, our thoughts are supposed to be on a straight beam of energy, you know, it's supposed to be on a straight beam of complete cosmic energy. It's supposed to be, you know, that's our sacred timeline, to be on that straight beam, all right? So they have infiltrated or stopped that beam. So when you get to a point when you see this is happening, we have the power as the original beings. We have the power to create alternate beings of energy where we can take an alternate route, still making it to the same destination, all right? It's important that we understand that the lies that they told, they need us to believe them so that we cannot be in focus with nature, that we always be in tune to their garbage, all right? Vaccines and viruses and money and international garbage that's going on, and you know, all the things that's happening that they put out in the air through radio frequencies called television. All right? So when they say he who controls the air controls the world, they're talking about the television. They're talking about the radio. They're talking about the newspapers. Because when you stop and you read that newspaper, those letters are black and white. And the thing about the black and white, what does it do? It draws your attention. And all of a sudden, you become interested. You remember we talked about interested, how they enter into you and rest. They enter into your system and rest there so that you can be focused on what they're doing. All right? He who controls the air controls the world. This is what they're saying. That's a lie. All right? Like we said, the frequencies that they use are highly influential frequencies. They're not powerful at all. They're just influential. You know, we can coax you into thinking the way we want you to think by making this seem important. All right? By making this seem important. So you have to understand that we are the master program. We so-called black people, we as the original beings of this world, we are the master programmers. We wrote this program. Alright? We wrote this program. So, who actually controls the world? You gotta understand, when they came to our planet, they did that invasion, and every invasion that they did, even during the time when we talked about the giants, you know, it was their giant counterparts who cut down those trees when they did what they did. Alright? Why? Because the key point is, he who controls the roof controls the world. So they had to destroy the trees, because all over the planet, the trees, we were able to link it to the trees, and the trees were able to link it to us, and we controlled everything on the planet through the roots. Alright? Hence the movie Avatar, when they destroyed that great tree whose roots connected to all the trees and the beings of that world. Alright? So we must understand that we cannot continue to follow the lie. He who controls the sky controls the world. You know, no. Like we said, that's only influential frequencies. Frequencies to influence us. But each one of us, we can take back the roots of our planet. It may not be a whole lot of trees here like it once was. I mean, the trees were countless. You couldn't count the amount of trees that was on the planet. It was so many trees. It was just beautiful. But we as the original beings, we can rewrite this passage. Alright? We can rewrite this passage. And we can become those trees and stand outside with your bare feet and hold your hands up in the air and make yourself in the shape of the letter Y or even the letter X. And you say, I am the master programmer. I am the writer of the root program. I am the root program of this world. I activate the root program that nature may once again be the master program on our planet. Because what it is, there's a virus program on the planet. All right? There's a very dangerous virus program on the planet that has made itself the master control program. All right, you got to understand. You know, like we talked about on that level before about they really don't have any control over anything, and it's they created, just like we said, they are the one video we did, and we talked about how they tried to make themselves the controllers of time. All right? They want to be the controllers of time. They try and make themselves controllers of time. And we are time. They want to control us. Now we have to take our control back by linking into the root program. All right? That means that, you know, that's the whole key point of us talking about going into building and creating. Because when we begin to build, we're activating the root program. All right? Now, when you're talking about the master program, original program, what do the original programs do? Original programs write new programs, create new sub-programs, random access memory, read-only memory. You know, this is the type of programs that we are linked into. This is the type of energy and power that we're linked into. We are the master programmers, but we have to link into the root program. The grass is still here, all right? There are ancient roots that are still underground. When you look at the tree, you know, therefore what is above is also below. So those roots that are standing above with leaves on it, below those roots look the same exact way. So we are that root energy of the planet. Our energy as the original being, the so-called black people, all right? Our energy, our programs are the same programs of nature and the cosmos. So when we hold our hands in the air, what do? We're bringing the cosmos down to nature so that we can reroot the original programs on the planet. All right? You guys understand this here? So the key point is that we have to link into ourselves to become the master energy, the root energy of our planet. All right? We have to become the root energy, the master energy of our planet. And we have to take everything back. All right? We got to take it all back. And we take it all back by linking into the original program. We have been talking about this for the longest. All right? We've been talking about this for a long time. We linking into the original programs of the planet. So, yes, we are the master programs. We are the original program writers of this world. And we cannot allow a virus system to come and override what we've put in so much work to do. All right? We cannot allow this virus program to continue to be prevalent in our current situation. All right? So, you know, this is a quick message for you all. This is nothing long and drawn out. But we are the original program writers. We wrote programs. Many of us don't remember. Many of us who are the kindred of this world, many of us don't remember writing this original program to create this planet, all right, the sphere. Because when you're dealing with programs, you're dealing with spheres. So what happens with that sphere, that program, it's an organic program, and that sphere, as the energy begins to build up, that sphere becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It becomes a great program, all right? So we who are the original kindred, the original beings of this world, the original folk of this world, we're the master programmers, all right? He who controls the roots, he who is attached to the roots, he who is the root of the planet controls the world. Let's take our control back, brothers and sisters. That's why we meditate. That's why we're looking into higher energies. That's why we're looking into higher powers. We're looking into, you know, everything of cosmos, and we're looking into the nature. So that's why we were talking about building. Because why? Because programs. What do programs do? Programs, when you're talking about active programs, you're talking about organic programs. We're not talking about computer programs. These computer programs that sit there and wait to be turned on and wait to be turned off, and that's the way the system wants us to be. They want us to wait to be turned on and told what to do and be turned off. You know, when we turned off, we're in a dormant state, sitting up watching TV, you know, talking garbage. You know, when we're an active organic program, the active organic program is doing what? Always building, always creating, always looking a way to become greater within itself. And this is why we are the roots of the planet. We are the root programmers. We are the original program writers. And we've got to get back as the original beings, the so-called black people, the original beings of this world. We have to go back to being the program writers and creating new programs, new creating new RAM, you know, creating new cycles and energies. I mean, because, you know, you're dealing with computers, you know, computers, you know, they don't deal with time. Computers deal with cycles. All right? So if you think of computers dealing with cycles, but think about our universe, the cosmos. What? There were energy cycles. Our planet there were energy cycles. So our planet is a program. It's an original program, and we've got to go back and take back everything that belongs to us. The water is root. The wind is root. All right? The fire is root. It's all a part of the root. We all created that. We who were the original beings, we all created this. We wrote this extremely hyper complex program, and we're the only ones who know how to operate it. So we must go back within ourselves. That's why we go into past life regression, that retrograde. Sometimes we have to go into a state of retrograde to go back to the original programs to see how we wrote them, to see how we created them, and that's just where we're at right now. Okay. So I bring this message to you, brothers, hoping that you all will understand what's going on so that you can take back what belongs to us. So that we can take back what belongs to us. We are the original programmers. The root, he who links into the root, he who controls the root, he who is the root of this world controls the world. All right? Like we said, the biggest lie they create is he who controls the air controls the world. And we're not talking about spray in the sky. I mean, that spray in the sky may be a part of it. They're creating these false seasons. But mostly the thing about it is they're controlling the air. So talking about the frequencies that they put out here. The news. Newspapers. You know, the video games. Those all run on frequencies that run across the atmosphere of our planet. They say they control the world because they control the airwaves. It doesn't work like that. He who blinks into the root of the planet controls the world. Let's take our planet back, my brothers and sisters, okay? And you know the deal as usual. All power to the multi-circle celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all. Remember, get out there on the ground in your bare foot. Make your body into the shape of a Y, or make your body into the shape of an X. Hold your hands up to the sky. Plant your feet on the ground. I am the root programmer. I take back the programs that I originally wrote when I created this planet. That's all you gotta do. All right? All power to you. All right? All power to you. All power to you. All power to you.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. Just to let you know, next is going to be our lecture, guys. I see you, Eternal. Thank you to all the callers who are listening. Joanne, I see all of you guys. The lecture today is about the Anunnaki. So with that being said, who were the Anunnaki? You know, we hear so many different stories, so I want to go ahead and just have a classroom discussion on, because I'm still learning too, you know, who's to say who the Anunnaki really is? So there is a 11 minute three part, so that's what, a total of 33 minutes. I love how this shit plays out, y'all. A total of 33 minutes of lecture. So at the top of the hour, we will be in to discuss. But this is the Anunnaki, guys. The Anunnaki, the truth. You know what I mean? So I thought that was a great segue to go into the Anunnaki, all right? So after this, guys, we'll be back to discuss. I'll also post the YouTube clip in the show notes for your visual, those of you who are visuals, all right? I believe this has voice. Okay, this is chapter one. So it's one of three parts.
First, God does not exist. But don't worry, what does exist is good, as opposed to evil. So if you believe in God, you believe in good, and that's as it should be. You are just fine. If you believe in evil, then you probably need a whack on the back of the neck with a big fucking stick. Around 5000 BC, we, Homo sapiens, were genetically modified by space aliens. These aliens first landed where the river Euphrates enters the Persian Gulf. The reason is that in that area, a high concentration of what is called monatomic gold is found in the seawater, while nowadays the highest concentration is found on the islands of Hawaii. The aliens were members of the Anunnaki Empire and were on a quest to find this metal that is supposed to enhance and repair all bodily functions and stop the body from aging. Monatomic gold is what is called a superconductive metal. Superconductivity means that if you transport, for example, electricity through a line made of this material, you would not lose any energy as a result of heat dissipation. So if you input 100% of energy, you also output 100% of energy. Now apply this principle to your brain, which is a huge sensitive electrical machine. The monatomic gold makes your neural pathways act like quantum drive superhighways. This means that all your senses will receive input optimally. In turn, these inputs will be processed optimally, and those parts of your brain you don't use will become more active, so enhancing your memory, making you better understand problems, allowing you to sense evil, detecting lies, becoming telepathic, and even being able to time travel in your mind by seeing the past or the future. So the Anunnaki, which is the name of the empire, which includes races like the Saurian, or as they are called, the Reptoids, the Argarians, or Nordics, because of their human looks, and the Greys from Zeta Reticula, were looking for monatomic gold. This involved enormous effort, because it had to be extracted from seawater, or by processing it in such a way that the gold, usually in pairs of 8 atoms per molecule, could be separated into individual particles. In this fashion, the monatomic elements were separated from the multi-atomic cousins. In a similar way, uranium-235 is produced. For the use as intelligent slaves, the Anunnaki took a man, let's call him Adamski, and took out a part of a rib. This is because the rib is a part of the human body that can be removed without causing too much damage. And because the rib contains bone marrow, it's a perfect source for DNA. The Anunnaki modified the DNA for a better manipulation of the humans and implanted it into a woman. Let's call her Mulva. Mulva then had children with Adamski, and their children were, just like Mulva, genetically modified. These humans worked for the Anunnaki, but not a lot of humans knew about the Anunnaki. And then, for some reason, the Anunnaki disappeared. An interesting detail is that the symbol for human DNA resembles the word Yah, which is God. But surely, this is a coincidence. Now, some humans received part of the knowledge of the Anunnaki. The last known humans were the Jewish people who carried the Ark on their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. Before them, the Ark was in the lands of the Sumerians, Babylonians, and Tibetans. This Ark, not the Ark of Noah, was known to have powers beyond human imagination. It could levitate and deliver the fire of stars, a dangerous firework-like display of power that occurred when the monatomic elements became unstable. To make them stable again, you needed to know certain secrets. And with those secrets, you could preserve the Ark and thus its powers. The humans, who were close to the secrets of the Ark, had long and prosperous lives. The best known was Methuselah, who lived to the age of 950. Wherever the Ark is, the culture thrives, and over the centuries it moved from Jerusalem to Rome to London, and is now supposed to be in the United States of America. The Ark always moves west, and will always keep moving west. From the very beginning, the people who own the Ark have never given it away, and great care is given to preserve the bloodline's purity of the holders of the Ark. Renowned conspiracy theorist David Icke studied the bloodline of George W. Bush. This he traced back all the way to the Sumerians, a people who lived in the southeastern part of what is now known as Iraq, where the river Euphrates meets the Persian Gulf. The secrets of the elements of the Ark, scientifically known as ORMs, orbitally rearranged monatomic elements, are nowadays hidden by secret societies that have control over society worldwide. The word ORM is the same as the Hebrew word which means the tree of life. ORMs consist of eight metals. These eight metals are ruthenium, rhodium, the light platinum group, and osmium, iridium, platinum, and gold, known as the heavy platinum group. Gestation of these metals in monatomic form prolongs life and enhances and repairs bodily functions. By following what is called a wide-spectrum diet, we can provide our bodies with monatomic superconductive elements. In other words, by eating a lot of grapes, carrots, all blue and dark red fruit and vegetables, and also much other fruit, vegetables, and fish. There are countless fragments of footage shot by both Russian and American astronauts, which show the vast number of lights that seem to be attracted by releases of electromagnetic energies by both the Earth and man-made objects such as satellites. In Building 8 of the Johnson Space Center in Texas, the USA, high-resolution pictures taken by satellites are photoshopped each day to remove proof of aliens. In the film, The Secret NASA Transmissions, footage, it becomes clear that astronauts have grown accustomed to these strange anomalies, and that even in 2000, an unprecedented cooperation between NASA, the Russian Space Agency, and a committee of UFO experts was formed to share knowledge on this subject. To better understand this whole story, a few revelations are in place. Everything vibrates because atoms vibrate, and that is because the subatomic particles are in harmonic resonance, a fancy word for vibration and keeping themselves in equilibrium. Gravity is vibration generated by the presence of mass, and it can be neutralized by altering the harmonic resonance of the gravitational field. In other words, if you generate vibrations, you can alter gravity, and with superconductive materials, the amount of energy needed for generating vibrations is greatly reduced. A practical example of reducing one vibration with other vibrations is the use of anti-sound. If you instantaneously produce the exact opposite waveform that comes towards you in the form of sound, the sound will cease to exist. This is called destructive interference. One of the forms of creating anti-gravity is called auditive levitation, a method used by Tibetan monks to elevate rocks over 250 meters high and 250 meters distance. By arranging drums and trumpets extremely precisely, together with some 100 men chanting, all arranged in a precise manner, the monks, after about 5 minutes, could levitate a rock weighing a ton and place it exactly where they wanted it. Theorists around the world theorized that huge monuments like those of the Egyptians and Mayan people were built this way.
Okay.
Other examples of anti-gravity we find in the vast amount of UFO sightings. These UFO sightings are actually experiments run by governments in their search for anti-gravity propulsion.
Okay.
Since the technique is known, why don't we all transport using anti-gravity propulsion? For each year of tech...
Okay, I'm not sure. It's not going to let me play part two. Yeah, let's go ahead and Let's go ahead and come in. Sorry, guys, because I cannot find part two for some reason. Fire, yeah. We're going to go ahead and come in. Let me unmute you, Eternal.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys, I am going to put that particular YouTube clip in the show notes because I think you guys would definitely benefit so much off of his channel. You know what I'm saying? His channel altogether, guys, you guys would benefit from his channel altogether. A lot of good short clips. You know, this one was just 11 minutes long, you know, with vital information. You know, Eternal said he liked it, fire. You know, one of the things that stuck out for me and always sticks out when it comes to the topic of the Anunnaki is that they are the ones who genetically modified that in which we call human beings, you know what I'm saying? That's who genetically modified human beings. But then that comes to the topic of what are human beings and who are human beings, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us, Eternal, you know, we think that we are human beings, Eternal, but we are actually not human beings. So anyway, you know, again, this is a classroom. So guys, let's go ahead and open the floor. Peace and love, divine, eternal. I feel divinely refreshed today. Divinely refreshed today because I'm resting my body. So divinely refreshed would be how I feel today. Peace.
Well, I guess the greeting is how. I can't even ask how you feel.
Because I'm excited. I'm excited about how I feel today, so that's why I did it like that today, because I'm actually excited about it.
That's perfect. It's perfect. We all have purpose, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't always have to be the same original day like it was yesterday. And that's what makes it more significant to how we see DNA. You know, DNA is what it does. It's the how we can change, even what we don't think change is. The platform that created out of life, you know, that talks to us differently to a point is not just in the air, it's etherically, you know what I mean? So your fire, your earth, your air, and your rain, your spirit, how do the Anunnaki speak to us constantly? There's a key to it. You're a new key to it all the time. So how do you use your breath? You're constantly it, you know what I mean? You're in plasma. So the atmosphere of thought, how do you use it? Is it sound? Is it like how the brother said, are we programmed? And if we are we putting it to be programmatic towards echoes? And now echoes become music, and music becomes, now that's the world that, you know what I mean? Because, of course, we can always talk about the world we don't like. And then once we get to a point where you say, okay, that's the world I don't like, All right, cool. You done said that now. What about the world that you do like? Can you do that part now? Because we can always talk about what we don't like. And this is where the breath comes from. How to be able to change the air atmosphere to your thoughts and to learn that whatever we all are going through, we're all going through it, not just self. It's all of us are going through it somewhere. And a point where if you had a heart to it, it's not the hurt that you got, the overload, it's the actual unloading it part. You know what I mean? Most people don't know how to do that part. So this is those purposes of why you even have this up here for us. Like, I could cry right now if I wanted to. It's that much that enhancing the awareness that we speak of through radio waves is important for us to learn. This is very detriment that we don't know even how our parts are a part of this as well. We just know that we're in a part of a mission that's even feeling like greater than beyond ourselves because we asked to do this. You know what I mean? Like now you look back, you're like, you want to turn back now? Let me ask you back. You want to turn back now? Asked me 10 years ago, I probably would have said, yeah. Now it's like, oh, I came this far. No, hell no, I'm going further. You know what I mean? Like, I done got beat down, bro, literally from the gun to the, you know, the knife to whatever we could do with words and the physical, then that don't hurt me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can throw stones and rocks and things of that pebble. I done fell down before, and I got up from my scrapes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even damage myself the worst I could possibly do to myself. So now you think you can do more damage than me? Seriously? Don't make me laugh. You're a fresh course learning self. And so we're having self-reflections to what is this air that we call of ourselves? You know what I mean? You're finally waking up to how your fingers, your fire, your earth, your air, your room. Your etheric connection to your hand is.
Can I say something?
That's important for you. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say something to what you just said, because can you damage yourself more than I can? In eternal, I know, like a lot of our seniors and elders, like I know that there are so many deep stories that probably is not even comparison to a lot of the things that, you know, some of the youth may go through. But also, do we also understand and can we also see that those stories and those situations are truly probably never shared in transparency? So how are people to know? How is the world to know what the generations before us have experienced if they are not transparent about what they went through?
And that's what we call Babylonia. When you hear the word Baba Loye, the word basically is how Baba became the one who snatched up the healing purpose and created that potion for you. It's called, in the natural science, that's how it became what we call physics. This is where, if it was Harry Potter, who was that came in front of him and took that? No, it ain't him, it's me, you know what I mean, approach. And so, as the Anunnaki, who gives us this ribosome energy of DNA? What is it that even we can't even explain it because it's not even from our own words. It's from the etheric energy. That's like me telling you what words don't even give it enough pronunciation as this other side that we have connection to. That's what makes it a point world. Yes, it is important to learn your galactic side of yourself. You are able to, like, in this program of ourselves, we've constantly been programming so much that we've been out of the program. And so we don't eat in a discipline for the program. We wouldn't, if we had this connection to the gold in our body monatomically, would we be able to endure it the same way as, you know, just your first time touching it? And what would you do once touched it? How would you feel about it that where you wouldn't, you know, become distorted like most people? We've at a point when we grab science, the first thing we want to do is run and take it and become a pole. And so this is where polarized mentality comes from. the male, right? You hear the word male, that's why it's become a male thought to be a deliverer. You know what I mean? So to be first, I want to be first, I got to be first. Yet you came through Adam, that's Muda, that's Mada. That's, you turn around, you get Adam. So this is why Adam and Mada, you've been on the earth all this time. You can't change what's here in front of us. Now, because you're in it, don't get impotent, though. Don't run around and turn into this Hulk ready to destroy some stuff because you're just finally waking up there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you got to have some nurture, bro. You can't just run around and do all this physical and destroying things
here's,
on the material. And now
you're here's material. The thing. If you, let me say, man, say, if y'all think it's a problem now, just wait till the generations even beyond us start expressing themselves. Because
every course has a curse. Every course has a curse. So now, how do we crystallize ourselves versus just cursing ourselves? You can take this course,
okay,
but not everybody's going to take the course like you take it. Everybody can't sit down and eat that same food that you put down in front of them and say, eat this food because this is the best I made for you. Not, this is the creation that comes from the earth. This might be some chemical that was created. And now put that in front of you and say, that's what you're worth. See, there's a reality to these things that where we change our rations and our rations of thought. So now when we rational, we have more passion, but now it's called compassion to compass the thought. Now just think it in to thought it out. See, this is how the inside-outside thoughts comes back to ourselves again. See, you can't really see this until you start seeing how you preserve yourself. Then it's called conserve yourself. So this is how you say, okay, reserve yourself, preserve. Oh, this is what preservation is about. This is what RSVP is about. See, they want you to be a residential to self. Yet at the same time, you are blinding yourself, not even reminding yourself. You're a time of yourself. So now press rewind in self. Keep constantly pressing that rewind in self. And now you find yourself as to be blind or a remind to self. And when you came back here, you came here to remind yourself something you might have forgotten. You put it there, and you kind of like walked out of the room and said, oh, shoot, I've forgotten that one important thing that was in the room. And you keep going back in the room. You say, damn, what was it? And then all of a sudden, boom,
yeah.
It connects to you. That's Anunnaki. That's the Anunnaki. See, you have a new key a long time ago. It's always been in front of you. We might have been blind by these things that's put in front of us, our ways of dialect, our conversation. So I don't get what you're saying. You don't have to get what I'm saying. You can feel what I'm saying. You ain't got to hear what I'm saying. It's come clear to what I'm saying is connected to you. That's the whole purpose of it. So whether it's been spoken to you, it's etherically already gravitated towards you already. So it's not even a point of you saying, I'm disassociated by his way, his language. Nah, it's not even that. We're on a frequency changer. That means your rods are energy always been collectively from a 7 rainbow. If I was to open the door, then you got a window to another one. So now how much do you that every day? And we call this the phone, PH with a 1. Is it? Because this ain't even just half of what we could think of. We just got started. So now
he's there to back. We just got started. Man, this energy, it seems to be an energy that just really came through recently. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. I think it's very important. Brother Wisdom mentioned it on his particular page. I'm also trying to find part two of this Anunnaki, guys, because all three of them were so fucking good. I'm going to find it. But hold on, let me go back to Brother Wisdom real quick, because he It was a few messages he said that I think is important for us to know.
Brother,
hold on.
Energy, brother,
it's explaining this energy. Something happened. This he said that it's a volatile energy that just entered. Hold on, let me see.
We're moving some violent energies in our universe. All right, very, very volatile energies that we're moving into in the universe. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to be going on. Just remember, we're in this 180-day cycle still. We're coming towards the end of it. That, you know, remember what we said as we get closer to the end of this 180-day cycle, as the universes begin to go their separate ways, we're going to be seeing more. We're going to see a lot of violent energy, what they call violent energy, but the energy is going to be more active, all right? It's going to be like hyperactive energy. That's going to be happening all over the planet. So we're going to see a lot of things happening. Keep your eyes open and know what's going on around you. All right, don't be asleep in society's garbage, all right? Keep your eyes open, all right?
So
just know that we're moving to violent energies in our universe.
So that part, you know. Be safe. You know what I mean? Be safe, be alert, be on the lookout about, you know, things that are going on. I don't think that we should be afraid of some of the things that are happening now. I'm not sure what's going on in you guys' personal walks, you know what I mean? But I don't think we should be afraid. Eternal, what do you feel about that?
I got half of it. It's just
a few seconds. So let me replay it. I'm gonna replay it for you. It's real short.
We're moving to violent energies in our universe. All right. Very, very volatile energies that we're moving into in the universe. It's gonna be a lot of things that's gonna be going on. Just remember, we're in this 180-day cycle still. We're coming towards the end of it. That, you know, remember what we said as we get closer to the end of this 180-day cycle, as the universes begin to go their separate ways, we're going to be seeing more. We're going to see a lot of violent energy, what they call violent energy, but the energy is going to be more active, all right? It's going to be like hyperactive energy. That's going to be happening all over the planet. So we're going to see a lot of things happening. Keep your eyes open and know what's going on around you. All right, don't be asleep in society's garbage, all right? Keep your eyes open, all right?
So I thought that was very important to, include because it's important.
No, that's real. That's really, like, I just got my extra Mario boost. I can say that for today.
Yeah.
I have my Mario boost for today. I needed that. Sometimes we get into our field and we get the lowest of that energy. You know what I mean? Like, the lowest of the degree, zero degree. You know, there is a 0 degree. Like, how does the weather feel? You know what I'm saying? And because we can get there that far, and we want to help just as much as anybody as everybody, you know?
Right.
And you know that it comes with effort. You know, it comes with effort. I can't make you become who you are. You have to do that. So the feeling has
to
become neutral. Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. It is. It has a danger point, I can say that, because even for danger, we accept danger, then we actually accept being careful, to be honest. You get in the car, you're driving, you know what I'm saying? What makes you secure about that car next to you? What makes you so secure about the speed that you're even going, right? And you're waiting to see the projection of the light switch, and you already think about the person in front of you and how they can move in an angle so you can get into that space. This is what we call time and how we've been already used to speeding up in time. See, I ride on a bike, so I'm constantly thinking of this. Like, not saying that I made myself different. It's just now I'm starting to see it differently. Yeah, like, whoa, wait a minute. I pulled self out of the projection that was self was in for a second. Because, see, I've been in a car where it was 85 miles an hour, and I hit the windshield with no seatbelt on. So that same thing you feel like you're secured by ain't securing you as you think it is. You're more secured by being alive, period. And that's how I felt. I said, when I hit that windshield, I said, wait a minute, is this a three-dimensional moment here? Am I actually, is this a computer game showing me that this is how life can really be to me right now? Where if I want to pass away, I can. Or do I accept to stay here and still finish this mission that I thought I was over here for? You know? And this is what we do to ourselves. We're constantly a program now that you have a mission that you didn't fulfill yet. That's why you're still here. You have a purpose. And if you haven't picked it up yet, it's all these senses around you keep reminding you that you have a purpose. Mm-hmm. That's how you can't forget. See, you might have forgotten, but the world reminds you not to forget. That's the Snow White, so now white version. That what we call the ring coming back to you again. The Alice in Wonderland. Oh, you're a different Alice. You haven't caught this advancement to yourself yet. Yeah, okay, let's just go and get her to go to the stage again. She ain't catch it yet. All right, that's cool, that's cool. We're not mad that you don't catch it. We're not mad at all. Because if we were mad, that would be one part of the emotion. You know what I'm saying? And we'd be stuck in one motion of ourselves. We are emotion. That's constant. That's like eternal with motion. You know what I'm saying? So the versions of it is constant. You're talking to yourself constantly, basically. And the more you have with comfort of you talking to yourself, it's a better to when you talk to someone else. If you can't be in a comfort of yourself, and you going around talking to other people, then that's already your imperfection showing out. When you say shun, shun is what's done already. Shun is like a past tense concept. So if you think you're actually fooling someone by, like, oh, I'm going to just shine some light on somebody. Like right now, I could be arrogant of how I'm talking to the mass of people. However, I'm not, because we should know that right now we're at a point where we need to find our passion to our compassion, and not just say passion where I say, oh, I'm, you know, putting you down or anything. It's passion where you have the heart now, the drive, the will to do something with whatever this is, so now you can move it to the next level. Not saying that I'm going to take it and I'm going to will it for myself or my energy, what I'm thinking of. That's the intent that what we call Magi has been created. And a lot of us, once we found this out, like the Scottish Rites, like the Illuminati and all the, you know, the ones who wanted to take over the Anunnaki energy, that's why these became what it is. That's why they actually still have it right now. It's called a double cross. You're crossing in on a double cross, but yet it's not a double cross. It's a triptych cross. So now, how do people really see it is they've been playing a duel in it. So they've been saying, oh, it's a duel. You always got to fight the black and white. Yet you always see Jesus with two people of thieves next to him, left and right. So it's always been a trinity. It's always been the four of the three. It's always been the seven times the three is the 21. This is why we know about the sun. This is why we know the sun is the adding of 21 days or the 21 inches or the 21 of yourself tuning into one, yourself of yourself. You're finally getting yourself when you're at 21 of the sunlight, of course. And then there's the rotation of that sunlight. See, that's why it became a calendar to make you a call lender towards yourself, or a cough with an ender, not knowing the L of yourself. See, L represents you changing your seven self. See, the seven is a I be with raw self. That's why seven is an L, upside down. Learning ourself is like saying, you know you're right, now I know you're left. Don't say, you know you're right, now I know you're wrong. It's not a wrong. It just happens to be a left. You got to take three lefts to that right. That's all. Don't get mad at people who do that to you either. Just realize they don't know what we're speaking about right now. So it's the point of this is how we humble ourselves back to the Buddhahood that we actually had a long time ago. You know, Buddha was a point where you're enlightening the people, not beating the people up for what they already know. You know what I'm saying? And this is why we killed Buddha, because they said, okay, wait a minute, Buddha, you're doing a little bit too much. We need communism, fascism, you in the way. Don't get them out of the way. So a lot of us find out when a being come around you and say some Buddha stuff, you're like, oh, this dude's crazy. Get him out of here. You know, he's speaking to Anunnaki stuff. Get him out of here. So now it's a point of how can I imperialize your mind and now make it more of the, what we call norm, a normal's way. So now that's the dictatorship. That's the fascism. If I put Martin Luther King in front of you, I got to make him a Marxist and kill him in front of society. However, I got to make him at a point where he was speaking politically about something before I take him out. Now y'all stay stuck in that emotion, not the reality of what it is that y'all supposed to change about it before it went into another emotion, confirmation. These are signs that comes from us in a different brainwave, yet they're still talking to us to remind us that this is not just you speaking, it's galactic speaking. Now you're on the worldly speaking. Because, see, we got brainwaves. It was not on the phone. It was the brainwave beyond the phone, the CB that was the internet before all of this other stuff. So we connected differently. Now we connected again, samely, etherically.
All right, guys. Eternal, I found the part two. So again, there's only 11 minutes of each. We have to include part two and part three. So let me go ahead and play part two and part three, if you guys don't mind. It's still early in the podcast, you guys, and we'll come back and we'll discuss part two and three to close out the podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying this. Hey, if you want to call in, number to call in, area code 929-477-3423. To the listener who's always listening, area code 708. If you ever want to come in the podcast, always, you can inbox me on Instagram, Mayat 11. Yeah, look, it's three sessions, Eternal. You're still unmuted. It's three. It was 11 minutes long. Three, you know, so that's the 33. I love it how this is, how it all. Hey,
technological advice.
And then before the podcast, remember I showed you, because I can't make this shit up, you guys, but I showed Eternal. We have listeners before the show even broadcast on certain shows sometimes. And the Knocking was another show, a podcast, that we had already had one listener like 2 days prior to the show. It showed one listener. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but apparently people are already there prepping the show. I guess I can't explain, you know, some of the divine things that happened, but there was already listeners, you know, to the podcast. So anyway, let's go ahead and play part two and then part three. And after part that, we will, be back to discuss.
The military advances 44 years. All science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is control. Who will be the beneficiary? What do they want? What they want is control. The establishment of a global economy, which is totally predictable and can be manipulated in every sense. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Volk. What I'm saying is that the vast majority of people is being controlled by the established upper class. I know this is like the plot of a bad movie, but stay with me for a minute. Anti-gravity exists. The ability for everyone to be a genius exists. Aliens exist, and much more efficient ways of producing energy exist. For example, the Mighty engine, which produces the same amount of energy as a normal engine, but only using 5% of the fuel a normal engine uses. or the PAP engine, which, without fuel, only driven by the power of zero-point energy and a small amount of noble gases, can deliver 500 horsepower for a period of 10 years. Or the Maternita machine of the Maternita commune, which has delivered 3 to 4 kilowatts out of thin air for the last 20 years. What would be the consequences for the upper class if they lose their monopolistic knowledge? What would happen to them if people would know about the secrets they're holding for us? If I don't need any more gasoline, what would happen? If I don't need any more electricity or gas, what would happen? If I don't need any more medicines from the pharmaceutical industry, what would happen? In order to ensure their powers, the upper class, some call them the Illuminati, handles a strict agenda. The agenda has the aim to prepare the world for world domination, beginning in the US and Europe. According to conspiracy theorists around the world, this is what they are doing as preparation. By the way, these people are extremely smart and fanatic, extremely rich, and they have tried it before. Then, they were called the Nazis.
Oh, shut up. Oh, wow.
Although what you are going to see and hear sounds very peculiar, remember that a lot of people, for instance, ex-personnel of the U.S., U.K. armed forces, have been brutally murdered for making their information public.
Oh, my.
Let's begin with 9/11. But first, a little history. What the Second World War did for the U.S. is that it gave the country such an economic lead that it could easily grow more comfortable in its already powerful role. The industry of war gave everybody jobs, and therefore everybody could start consuming. Martial aid gave Europe the economic impulse it needed. In other words, war leads to flourishing economies and leaps forward in technology. The process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, aside from some catastrophic, catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. These are the words of a neocon think tank whose members count people like Dick Cheney, Wolfowitz, and Donald Rumsfeld. What it says is that America needs a war to transform into its next shape, and 9/11 is our new Pearl Harbor. In the manipulation of people, one of the strongest weapons is to make people believe someone else did it. What I'm trying to say is that the U.S. government is trying to make the people believe Osama did it. But did Osama do it? Did you know that 6 weeks before the WTC towers collapsed, the owner had a new insurance policy made up, ensuring that the owner, if the towers would collapse due to a terrorist attack, would receive the amount of $3.5 billion. The owner, because two towers went down, tried to claim two times $3.5 billion, but only received $2.2 billion. What happened to building number 7? In order to control people who can be a hazard to the bad guys have control of a number of tools. One of these tools is the remotely operated electromagnetic frequency weapon. These use microwave, ELF, extremely low frequencies, and acoustic frequencies. to covertly attack and harass innocent citizens. The use of frequency weapons on humans for behavioral control and murder is not new. For well over 50 years, neuro-electromagnetic frequency weapons have been perfected for their covert use in warfare. These classified, non-lethal, or silent weapons, as they are known in the trade, have also been perfected by experimenting on an innocent and unsuspecting public since their early development. Directing a beam of frequencies to a human can cause a series of effects. A well-known effect is ELFS, causing nausea, headaches, wild racing heart without cause, sudden violent itching in different parts of the body. A frequency weapon can look like this, or like this. Its shape depends on how frequencies have to be directed to the target. Did you know that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office holds a vast amount of patents for machines which can be used in direct or subliminal mind control systems? Here are a few. Method and system for altering consciousness. Superimposing method and apparatus useful for subliminal messages. Subliminal message generator. Enough about the frequency weapons. Check this link to learn more.
All right, so let me go to the other one.
You will realize that to control people, you have to know what they are communicating. So in the 1950s, the UK and USA decided to set up the world's biggest espionage network to make sure all communications between Russians and spies or allies were monitored. This system has continuously been updated since the day it became operational. The system's name is Echelon, and consists of a vast network of listening posts, extremely advanced computers, an enormous number of people, dishes, and
Yeah. I think
Echelon's computers capture every communication via internet, GSM, UMTS, landlines, TV and radio broadcasts, satellite communications, private, military, and diplomatic, and listens to every word. The computers work with a list of keywords, and when a message contains one or more keywords, the message is directed to a specialist who examines the message. If it is suspicious, further action may be taken. Echelon centers are around the world, but here are the best-known locations. Menwith Hill, North Yorkshire, England. HARP, Remote Mind Control Computer Center, Alaska. Pine Gap, near Alice Springs, Northern Territory, Australia. Pine Gap has a complex of radomes, a huge computer room, and about 20 support buildings. The signals analysis section of the computer room is staffed exclusively. Within the USA, Australia, and the UK, the NSA can plug into every telephone call and message entering, leaving, or transiting the country. The NSA is also constructing a network of towers up to 500 feet high, each tower at a distance of 200 miles from each other and stretching from the east to the west of the US. The network is called GWEN, Ground Wave Emergency Network. This network transmits very low frequencies combined with ultra-high frequencies and is used in case the communication systems in the U.S. are rendered useless because of a nuclear attack. Coincidentally, the frequencies of GWEN coincide with the frequencies being used by frequency weapons. Also coincidental is the fact that mobile telephone systems like GSM and UMTS also operate in the same frequency areas as some frequency weapons. To further prepare for global domination, the secret U.S. government, led by the corrupt holders of the Ark, also known as the Illuminati, or the New Global Union, or the New World Order, or just plain Nazis, using the Eye of Lucifer as their symbol, has started building since the 1940s large...
Alright, so part three, and this is the last one.
...pieces with every commodity you can think of. These bases are basically large cities underground connected by high-speed magneto-leviton trains that have speeds up to Mach 2. According to Phil Schneider, the black budget is a secret budget that garners 25% of the gross national product of the United States. The black budget currently consumes trillions of dollars per year. Presently, there are over 129 deep underground military bases, or DUMs, in the United States. These underground bases were built using nuclear-powered laser drills that can drill 7 miles per day. Also, dedicated nuclear explosions were held to create large underground spaces. A lot of contractors work in these places, but never more than 3 to 4 weeks. Always under strict supervision, and before entering a site, they are warned that if they talk about what they see, it will cost them their lives. As mentioned, men are the result of a genetic modification by space aliens. These aliens have been on Earth for a long time and lived in large underground cities all over the world. Collaboration with modern governments began as early as 1933 with the Bavarian Illuminati and Thule secret societies. And this collaboration was brought into America by the CIA, which was established with the help of American Nazi agents as well as European Nazis who were brought into America through Project Paperclip and other operations. It was agreed that the aliens and the upper-class secret government would help each other, as agreed in the 1954 Griada Treaty. By 1979, the aliens didn't respect the treaty at all, and it was in this year when at Dulce Air Force Base, a huge underground base was being built, and during excavation, an underground alien city was discovered. There are several species of aliens working with the U.S. at the Underground 7 level facility at the Alien U.S. Government Biogenetic Research Base in Dulce, New Mexico. The reason they help the U.S. government is because the aliens need space here on Earth for conducting experiments on humans and storing humans in suspended states for reasons unknown. In exchange, the aliens give the U.S. government technology. Examples of these technologies are stealth aircraft, anti-gravity propulsion, genetic research, quantum technologies, computer technology, biological warfare, medicine, GSM, etc. The greatest weapon the devil has is the disbelief people have in him. The devil represents evil, and those who want to dominate are the evil ones because they keep their knowledge from saving lives and improving the world. Instead, the evil ones will make the people more docile and stupid, using more tricks in order to achieve their goal, which is world and universal domination. The story of the aliens seems so unreal that, like the devil, it is subject to ignorance and ridicule. And that is its greatest weapon. In the past and present, the evil ones have tried a number of methods and products to manipulate people. AIDS, invented by a laboratory in Chicago, Illinois, in 1972. It was a biological weapon to be used against the people of the United States. Second, the U.S. government has a Tesla device to generate earthquakes. NASA only landed on the moon once. Almost 90% of drugs trafficking is organized by the biggest secret services in the world, like CIA, NSA, MI5, MI6, and so on. Since the U.S. is in Afghanistan, poppy production has reached an all-time high, and never has there been so much heroin on the market. People who don't need drugs needn't worry. Their needs are covered by the pharmaceutical industry. The global warming story is a hoax. The Earth is warming up, but not as a result of CO2 produced by man, but because the cycle of the Earth is just like it is. Remember that 10,000 years ago, the whole northern part of the world was covered in ice. It's what we call an ice age. The Ark, in its recent form, started its journey in the deserts of Egypt and was carried to the Holy Land by the Jewish people. In Jerusalem, the Ark started its journey around the world heading west. Everywhere the Ark has been, one or more obelisks are erected as a symbol of establishment. In the future, the Ark will travel to China, Russia, Iran, until it reaches Jerusalem again, which means the whole world will be under the influence of Lucifer's eye. That will be the moment the Anunnaki Empire will settle and rule Earth uncovertly. On many important sites in the world, buildings carrying symbols of Lucifer's return are common. The best known example is the Pentagon, which suggests a pentagram referring to the Jewish symbolism and the symbolism of the Ark. Another example is the Israeli High Court. It's a building with dozens of satanic and secret symbols, like the Eye of Lucifer, an inverted cross you could walk on, its numerical anomalies. It was built in exactly 750 days, used exactly 250,000 stones, all hand-laid, and was funded by the Rothschilds, the founders of the central banks and the World Bank. These buildings celebrate the coming of and will serve as headquarters for the evil ones. From here, every communication will be monitored. The underground cities will then be used as detention camps, where the bodies of resistance people will be converted into soulless zombies. The army of the NWO and its intelligence agencies will be able to track and trace everybody on Earth and influence their opinions or simply dispose of them. Socially, everybody will be watched by their neighbors and friends and mobbed if they have different opinions. The rich, richer and smarter, the poor, poorer and dumber, will support the pyramid with Lucifer's eye on top, as it has always been. This will be the future, and the future is now.
All right, the power of now.
I think we are almost done, guys.
Okay, so that's probably it because the rest is just imagery. So, let me make sure. Yep. All right, so if you are in the Facebook group, you can go, yeah, this is just imagery. So if you're in the Facebook group, guys, you can definitely go in our Facebook group. You'll see under the announcement section, always pin a live show. I added the clips, and I also added part one to the show notes. But you got to go on the channel, and you got to really search and find part two, guys. So it's worth your own research, you know what I mean? But, guys, all right, guys, we will be back to discuss after song.
We'll be right back.
Deborah Blair, who showed up this raw morning for me. So shout out to the elders, you know what I mean, who really dropped those gems and left us. Bobby Hemmings, oh, God, you know, the breadcrumbs, you know what I mean? Shout out to the elders. Definitely appreciate you. Thank you. Shout out to the 23 elders, as you may know, as the 23 sciences. Shout out to you guys. There's a podcast coming up that is in dedication to you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Enhancing Awareness Radio appreciates all the wisdom that was left in her story as well as history, all right? You know something, valuable lessons that I am learning in my now, and that is, you know, I don't really have to fight so hard. You know what I mean? I don't have to fight so hard. You know, y'all be fighting, man. I'll be fighting. But, you know, my ancestors, the ancestors, you know, they're like, whoa, you know, you don't have to fight so hard. Like, why are you fighting? You know, so powerful lessons that I'm learning in the background. One of the things that stuck out, not just for me, but just for you all, you know what I mean? Like, what are you learning in your background, you know? And share that with the world, you know, not just harbor it, you know what I mean? Like, share the vulnerability with the world, you know. Many people, I told a friend recently, I said, you know, I don't feel that we need cheerleading, you know what I'm saying, as of right now. I feel that we need more examples of vulnerability and how we navigate, you know, these certain situations, guys. So one of the things right. that stuck out in the clip was the Anunnaki, the Nazis. The Nazis. Were the Nazis the Anunnaki eternal? Peace.
All right, so you got the Anunnaki, just like a nuke, and you make a nuke bomb, so it's an atom, so atom, you know what I mean? So it's about what side do you see, the Elohim or the Anunnaki?
say Anu, you're speaking on the first part of Anu. We call it Anus. Anus and Annie. So if you don't know the story about Annie, this is why Toth has been used differently. That's the mansion. That's where Moses became the one that went up the mountain and found out the template. Being a template, you know, you got two truths, right? One is truth and one is the untruth. Yet it's been a fable to your truth. So that's like basically what a fable does. So feeble-minded, this was created out of talk. Toth is now one who can teach you, yet you're already taught. So there's nothing I can teach you. See what I'm saying? And this is why the magi was easier to be used on that. So this is why it could be a point of saying Nazi is just like playing a game. You know, like Uno. You know, Uno is not the same game, yet it's another game. So it ends up playing of ethnic. It's a play on the ethnic. And if you know who Anunnaki is, it's really tapping into you, knowing your chi energy, your Anu ki, your Anu ki energy. Now, of course, Nazi is how, like, let's look at it right now. Who's doing the mapping around the world right now? If not you, then it's like monopoly. So now, who really likes playing the game of monopoly? You know what I mean? And this is where the monopolizing the mind concept comes from. And this is how we start to see, okay, this is more than just the Harry Potter thing. This is really a Jedi thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a more of the, you're the wizard in this, yet the wizardry and the whole connection is the eyes, the zoo. How much are we really taught to be raised like an animal, right? Because education is known to be to be children. We're not really children, though. Yet this is where education is being taught. That's why we have to learn ourselves. We want to see different. We want to see the same thing. We want to be taught how my dad can be a conductor,
you kind of breaking up. You breaking up on Eternal.
I'm looking at this one. How Ezekiel is the train. You know, the train conductor. Yet, you the whole train. You ain't just the conductor. You ain't just the caboose. You the whole train. So how do we train ourselves? You know what I mean? So how do you become more of what you want to see in life versus one who could say, well, the Anunnaki is the negative. Well, now you again. There you again, fighting yourself again in the dual and the duat, in the duality of things. And once again, want to claim that something's bigger than you. And so you're going to have this fight. Until you figure out you don't got to fight yourself. Like you said earlier, I ain't got to fight myself. I'm gas. I'm the air. I'm the etheric energy. I'm the hand that's created to turn on lights. And matter of fact, the light don't have to get turned on. You know what I mean? Or it can get turned on. And then I'm the hand that turns on signs. No, literally, I'm doing it right now. I'm the hand that turns on signs. It could be the left hand or the right hand. Is the what we call it in the capability of space. Like I'm looking in this room, it's like the more I look into it, the more I see it, that we really have space. And now that's what Anunnaki really shows for a lot of us. With the word, you see Suna, right? In Suna, you have Sana. So Janusa. They made the word Janus. So it's the Janus Aries connection here. This is where the Jack of Spades, the page, the shovel digger end up being this life that we see in how Jack, you know, because when Jack melts down, he becomes, you know, water. So now it is about Jack Frost and how your hands turn. Being bitter by coldness, would you still be wanting to be alive? Or, you know, just like how the story of Jack Frost, he brought in the so-called tradition to everybody else about the holidays when
was really about your tradition. You know what I'm saying? He was bringing them back. Like, who was that but the Nicholas concept? See, Jack isn't the one that they were speaking of. Jack was the vibration of the positions, yes. However, the nobility, no. That's why we feel that Nazis are the Anunnaki. You know, that's why we feel that someone got to be on top of you in order for you to be in existence. No, no one has to be on top of you. This is what I'm saying to us. We don't have to have someone existing in front of you all the time. This is why we have this issue now. We've been wanting to put someone in front of us even to blame our situations. Okay, we done seen these. There's other beings that's here that you're, okay, now let's get over that part so we can get into how we're going, you know what I mean, where's the solutional builder? We can say we got hurt. I get it. Now there's kind of there, and there is conditions to how we got hurt. So I know it gets now particular. And I'm not saying let's get over it. I'm not. I'm saying let's understand it. And then move into the next solution. Because there's solutions about these things. It's not just, oh, I'm in pain. Y'all see me? You know, turn around, look at me, I'm in pain. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. We were doing something before you popped up, right? And everybody's like, should we, like, pay attention to this person? Why are we still, does this person know we're doing stuff? This person just stopped us and everything. We just, hey, everybody pay attention to me. Look, the Most High gave all of us power and ability. So that means you got to step your game up just as much as the rest of us. If not, you're basically almost even in the way to what we're doing in the progress that we have to put in front of us. So if you're going to be a part of the destruction, then okay, we find out, finally find who you are. At the same time, if you're part of the instruction, come on, let's keep on instructing ourselves then. We're doing the enlightenment that needs to be what we call structure. Because this is where the structure came from before it became destruction. See, when you put a dis in front of it, you're already showing how to destroy it. Now, if you're ready to destroy it, what happened? We didn't know what was going on with it before we started destroying it. You know?
Yeah.
So this is the point of saying you got to be more in tune with yourself. This is our time. You know, you are our time.
That's
the more you see that, the more you see it.
You said it,
that's
actually.
Right.
You actually quote, you. I'm probably to cut you off, too. You actually quoted this, Eternal. You said this. I think a week ago or some ago, you said, you know, it's about the, you didn't say the iron sharpening iron, you know, verbatim, but you said, you know, this is where we're going, and we're going to a time where, you know, it's going to be okay. Let's see what you really about. You know what I mean? I don't know how you quoted it, Eternal, but that's what's happening. You know?
Absolutely. We're in that now. You're going to test yourself, your will, your strength, your weakness, you know, what you devoted for. What are you really saying about yourself? Is your truth really your word? Is your word really your bond? You know what I mean? Do you stand against your word? Do you know that whatever your health was, is this what's now destroying you? You know what I mean? And if you notice that, I say, I got some sneezes in the background, confirmation. if we know that we're connected in that atmosphere, that's what you're driving. Like, because you're a battery, whether you want to say you are or not. You're a battery, and you're getting up every day to do something. Now, what is it that is? That's what you need to figure out right there. Because you're doing it every day. And it might be sucking up energy, or you know how to be more resourceful by switching it up. Going, here, take a little bit, pass it over here. Or you one of them people that's like, man, I don't know how to do that, man. I'm just sitting here and just let things go. I don't even know what I'm doing. So it's like we all have purposes as this charge we are on the earth, like the sun right now. It's charging Earth right now, melting down this ice that's been on the Earth, even though this was made up. You know what I mean? Like, other side of the Earth don't even have this going on right now. So it's like a lot of, man, we got to do some work here. The sun got to do some work. Sun over here is like, break this snow down and go over here and put some heat over here. And let me go over here and warm these people up. If you are not in your own self warming yourself up, that's why we got issues right now on Earth. You're expecting the Earth to do that, too. when we got, this is what we call neutrinos. Neutrinos and tolerances. Now, this is just in the natural science that we call physics. You can look these things up. I'm not giving you no fibs, bro. I'm not. So because they made the word magic so superstitious, this is why people run away from people like me, right? When it's just basically natural things that you can figure out on your own. It's just that we decide, okay, someone must got to dictate it for us, so this is the only way we can tick. This is the only way we can move around. So this is why we're having issues about, is it real? Is it tangible? I got to see it work for me first because I don't want to put all my heart into it yet if it's not what it is. However, it could be a little bit too late now. And now you don't put so much time into time that you didn't even put that time into yourself. So now you say, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for my health. I ain't got time for my consciousness. I ain't got time for my culture. That's all showing on the face. So you just talk to them. See how their mind is triggering them. Are they really speaking their cultural concepts to themselves even? Maybe they didn't so blinded by, man, as soon as you say team, right? Who team you voting? What team you talking about? You talking about the Dallas team? But now the eyes perk up and they look like they're on some kind of sport type, hunger fiend type energy. When you know that that's what a gladiator sport aspect is for our stronger alpha, beta type people. So this is why we deal with frequency changing all the time. And we have to deal with it because there's alpha, beta, which we don't know about too much, but after that is theta and delta. So we have to learn these four basic beings that we're running around and impregnating ourselves into. Because we're walking in that same field. Whether you say, oh, I don't feel anything. Well, guess what? You're in a field of it. While you say, oh, I don't feel anything. Smell that coming in your nose. Oh, that's pork. Oh, you don't eat it, though. But yet it's going into your pores. And now you're starting to feel a little porkish. That's what happens. We're being embedded by the energy sometimes. And not even knowing the infiltration already done got started. You got so ingested by it that you start to say, oh, I start to feel a little, I'm going to do a little porky stuff. And you're like, wait a minute. This is what we call power of suggestion. If you don't get a hold on to it, it can get a hold on to you. And guess what else? They also call it sirens. You've heard these words already before. It's in your natural science, bro. Even this with the look at the word education. Education says rearing of a animal. I said, wait a minute, the study and the rearing of an animal, what the freak are they talking about my child? And I said, I want my child to get education. You're putting them in a place that's rearing animals. That's a little deep, bro. If we don't even look at the words that, because we're the glamour of these things. You know, like you said, oh, I want Indian hair. Is that Indian hair? Is that really Indian from India? Or is it basically you got a natural melanated pigmentation that created that follicle that can create a non-etheric blend that you see differently that can now become straight hair that you now call 6-etheric. And you say, oh, I want that back because it's more wavier. It's not all curly and... Now you want to make it a description to how in outside society, like the Madam C.J. Walker asked to have your hair pressed. That's why we have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you. All right, guys. You know, iron sharpening iron. You know, how are we learning from each other? How are we growing, you know, from one another, you know, how we challenging each other, you know what I'm saying? And not to take things, the understanding, you know, that's it, that the understanding on, as we still learn, you know, as we learn, you know, the understanding on why things transpire the way that they transpire, you know, do we even care to know? do we even care to know? You know, that's to evaluate that.
I mean, we're going to have to put a care towards it because you got children, man. Your children are being involved.
Yeah.
So if we don't put no care towards it, it's like, well, why are you even here? Get out of the way.
You know what?
There's something more important.
I don't think it's sad, you know, because I know that Mother Earth nature, you know, is, I feel like it's a cleansing that is happening. You know, it's like a lot of energy that is no longer needed or no longer conducive to, you know, the natural agenda, you know, is being exterminated. You know what I mean?
It has to.
And
it has
it's our loved ones at a lot of times. Yeah.
That too. You know, and the most ineffective have we been talking to. You know what I mean? Like, you might have been saying this constantly to them, and they're like, blue in the face. You know, I had my epiphany today. I was like, whoa, is my dad talking to me in a different way right now, and I ain't even pay attention to that? Like, is he moving out of his body or moving as in moving to another building? See, when we talk like these ways, we might not know that, dang, I got to prepare myself for this other speech that I ain't think about is coming. Because the ancestors talk to you. They, like I said, they talk to you differently. They don't talk the way you think that how I'm talking to you right now on this phone. They're not talking that way. They're talking to you from a different etherical. You probably didn't even think how it was coming to you. Talk.
Oh, yeah.
A bird flying, and you're like, whoa, this bird is not even real, because the bird ain't real. It's from another realm. That's why. It's like, how are you even seeing birds in the first place? Birds don't be getting that close to – when have you ever touched a bird? When the last time you ever touched any animal on an outside realm, right, that got that close to you? There's reasons for this. This is the Harry Potter aspect. We're magicians, and we not ourselves know this stuff. That's why we had to have this the glitches that happened. The niggas, wait a minute, that was a freak accident. No, that wasn't a freak. That wasn't even bizarre. They just wanted you to think that way.
Yeah.
So that way you will give it a reason or a name for it when it happens. Like you having that Charlie horse. And how do you call it Charlie? Who is Charlie in the first place but an angel? So now, we're given nomenclatures over your actions and still don't know who the nomenclatures is towards your actions, why it becomes sacred. You have to be more into learning your sacred abilities versus scared of everything ability. When all we say, oh, man, I'm scared. Like, oh, I'm running around scared. Like, when somebody say, be careful. I'm like, don't be telling me be careful. I'm going to be dangerous. Whoever else around me, they got to be careful. Forget that. Because it's a point of, why are you being so much of care for everything? Because you already the care of everything. So now you do got to be a little dangerous. Ain't you dangerous when you get in that car, you start riding, and you're like, man, I'm going to go 5 miles over that speed limit that they told me. Oh, shoot, look at the time. I got to hurry up and get here. So now let me speed up a little bit faster. Let me look around. Oh, somebody's walking. There's a pedestrian. Let me swerve around her. Oh, here comes somebody getting my lane. Let me switch up real quick. I ain't had time to put on my signal light. Let me just go ahead and switch it real quick. Let me look. So these are your precautions. You've been doing this all along, Anunnaki. But now you want to call a new key the Nazis? Okay, well, they'll take that too. He's like, give me the credit. I'll take the credit. I ain't got no credit. Give me whatever credit you can give me. I'm the Illuminati if you want to. Yet you the umbrella to the whole thing. How that work? You want to make it rain. How about that?
Oh, really?
You want to make it rain. Okay, come on. I'm talking about from both sides of the pain. Yeah.
Man,
from both sides of the pain, bro. We got women that make it rain harder than you can even thought, and it's all because of her hump in her back. See what I'm saying? And that's still thump. That's still thumper. That's still the bunny. That's still the whole connection to Easter and Esther. That's why the etheric energy is how we need to know ourselves, being thick as the chick concept, being a hen. And when we get into the hen of ourselves, it's still den or dan. In the den or e-den. When we're in an Eden, you're still eating your own truth, your own ma'at, your own meat. Perfect always. We the perfection of this. If not, you've been in the wrong, you've been misdirected by your own direction. You're a reptile energy. They even call you a crocodile after a while and see you later, alligator. Where do you think that comes from? That comes from your mentality, your strength that knows beyond reptilian side. That's not even mammalian side. We're talking about amphibian side. That's why you can connect to the waters and the land, not just land or not just water. It's all of it. You're the consumption of etheric energy. If not, what are you here for? Maybe just here to hear what I'm saying right now. You're just here to hear what I'm saying right now. So I'm going to say it in three. That was my second time. You are here to just hear what I'm saying right now. Until then, it's cool. Go on, do what you have to do. Because they said the most dangerous ones is ones that don't know what they're doing. They call them cool.
Oh, that's dangerous, huh? When they don't know what they're doing. Powerful.
Get my confirmation.
All right.
Welcome to.
But you know what? With
walking
all
in twos, bro. They're walking in twos.
You know what?
Okay, let me stop.
But you know what? With everything said, though, I think that it's still all beautiful. How else are you to learn? Right? How else are you to grow into?
That's right. That's the sun and the Ra of it. You're going to be a sun ray to your sun Ra energy. You're going to see the night and the day of it. You're going to see that whether you think it's a noble thing or it's a not-so-noble, no-ball thing. You ain't got no balls
exactly.
for it, then that's why you on the side over there. Then you thought about it. You're like, dang, I should have did it. I should have had more balls in myself. So now your gonads ain't strong. Your testament ain't like how your testicles are. So your testimony can't
right.
be as strong. Now you're going to be arrogant about a fable that you ain't even done. Now you're going to say, man, I took over 10 dogs. You're like, 10 dogs? You was fighting one dog. What are you talking about? I saw you, son. I saw you, son. You was fighting one dog, and it wasn't even a pit bull. It was a chihuahua. You serious? But this is what delirious is. We created a mirage, a Myra with age, a mirror with age in mirage, bro. This wordplay. Now, if you could take it in an etymon way, right, and take etymon and show you a different direction of how, like I'm saying, etherically, we are speaking to our bodies constantly, giving ourselves contracts and contractions to now what is birth, and now your birth is your reflection, and now these are your image, and now your images is constantly, before we even talk about calendar. So you're a calendar. You're a calendar. You're a calendar. You know what that is, like you, a column. You know, a column and a column and a colon. All these connect. To your how you connected to colostrophe. Now, if it's not a point of you connection, you having a connection to it, it's the point of saying constipation. That's what concentration is. It becomes constipated. Concentrated is constipation. And if you can go through it with an easier way of learning, let's say 1 7 days, I'm going to go juicing. Or out of the 7 day, I can't do 7 day, let me do 3. And now let me see how that works. If I can't do 3, let me do 2. If I can't do 2, let me do 1 and half of that day or something. Or let me do half of that day. This is what we call fasting. A lot of people fast. They don't even know they're doing it. Sometimes they get up, they realize they're punching the clock, and they say, oh, man, I don't even have time to eat. So you've been doing this. You have. You just didn't realize it. Now, while you're doing this, though, it's called stress. That's messing you up. That's the problem. Yep. Let's get down to it. That's the issues that make you not want to eat, and that's why you're doing these other things. Don't stress it, though. Those are called stressors. Your body takes on stressors, so you have to relieve that also. You know, the more stressors that's going on in the body, it's called strut. The less strut you have, and now your mobile side to yourself starts to lose that, you know, mobility. And now you start to feel like, why, 4 wheels start to feel like 3 wheels. And now you're like, oh, man, why is my car going down? because you need to rotate. You need some rotators. You need that whole axle of knowing, right? Just like a mechanic would have to know these things, where your rotors are in your tire. How does these mechanics still keep you going? Because you're going through kilometers all day, every day. You're spinning wheels all day, every day. You're going through so-called miles and miles and miles and miles. You do this every day, though. You just don't realize how you're doing this every day and don't realize even that is a wear and a tear to you. And then you say, I'm tired. Well, look at your tires. That's why you're tired with a D. You have to put more air in your tire. Or you'll end up retiring your tire. Or retreading your tire. We're connected by the tar. This is why we should know this land. This is twins. Those are twins right there. Dion. Okay. We are connected by these, like the smaller of our versions to the taller of our versions. You just got to have your eyes open, bro. Everybody can really see what's going on in the etheric plane. It's there for us. The opportunities. The Elohim, the Anunnakis, the Giants, the Nephilim, whoever you wanted to call out, the universe, the masters of the universe, they're here already. So just go and tap in, enjoy yourself, grab some popcorn, you know what I mean? I would say don't just be all foolishly, though, because, you know, if anything, get some different type of meditation chants to yourself. Look at it in that aspect. Now, I know most people say, well, what do you mean by foolishly? Like, I just found out even with my significant people who are learning about Om, O-M, Om, which has been used for numerous of times. They've been into the Hindu language as well, Buddha language as well. And when we say, let my me see, what is this? Crazy. We're constantly saying
my cat,
it. So,
my cat goes crazy when I do the Om chant eternal. My cat goes crazy. Like, it's like she knows. It's like it's familiar to her. It's a remembrance that she knows, but she doesn't know.
Right. And that's what we know on a Sanskrit level, that it's a calming mechanism. The reason why meditation is helpful along with chant is now more implied to the feminine along with the masculine. Like, you can't just exercise and not stretch. If you do that, you are keeping your body stuck with trigger points in the body that needs relieving. But if the body don't relieve itself, you just basically locked up your muscles, and then you're saying, oh, I'm, you know, how you looking in the mirror, and you're like, oh, I got some muscles that look tight. No, it's basically like you just went, and then you was holding your breath the whole time. And you're like, look at me, that look good, man. Look at me, man. Look at my muscles, they're really tight. So, you know, when you're looking at the videos or the movies, they're basically pumping that kind of look. You're not those people. And when you see them arms all flexing, like, that's not them on a regular. They have to flex their muscles in order for them to see that. Then they got to put some kind of shiny stuff on their body to make it glisten. Then you got to put this light on it to make it look so bright and glamorous. This is what we've done with our stuff. We've been cosmetically thinking this way. So if we can get out of this mind, right, it just as regularly as you walk, wake up, wipe your eyes, whatever, washcloth, all that kind of thing. Don't put on nothing that's regular unless you just regularly, you know what I mean? Like, so going out the door and feeling that kind of version. This is why we have not felt avatarian, because we done did the surrogate so much. You know? I was just talking to my friend. I was like, shoot, what's one of the days that you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to go out, you know, natural, in my natural body, right? I'm going to just go out like that in the natural body. I'm going to see, you know, just be out there in your nature. Do they arrest you? You know? Who knows? It's just to a point, though, how we haven't done it. Look how bad it is if we do it right now. It's been perverted that this is what we were talking about, so-called Adam and Eve was doing. So now, all of a sudden, we hear the story, and what, we re-emulate it? We're going to look bad, aren't we? So what the freak is we doing here in this story as a story then? Who put the time into making this as a story? And then why would they want us to be docile? Okay, I ain't even going to go any further into it. It's just the whole thought that we see Adam, right, A-D-A-M, All you got to do is turn it around. You got M-A-D-A, mother, like matter, like mother. So we know that she's the essence of all things. Eve is still Adam, and Adam is still Eve. There's nothing been shown under the sun can't be done in the dark. Yeah. Everything that's shown to us has been revealed with light. So even if it was evil at one point, but then it got hit by the sun, it still got to change. That's what life does. Life is evil, backwards. Yet it's not backwards. It's just a left to its right, or right to its left. And this 3 months that we're, you know, feeling like a lot of us, like, oh, man, what happened? They took over Captain Caveman. Yeah, because we weren't into Captain, right? Capricorn energy. We're not into Aquarius energy. However, here come Pisces with the book in the Bible, and then we say, oh, this exists. Well, guess what? They all been in the same thing. Now you over here talking about, oh, I got Jesus. Oh, I got the God. And now you don't even know that really your air sign, Gemini, is the God. Or how about I sue you up and say all of them are guys, and we just running around on a rampage, and you just picking one of them in particular and say, oh, I got God. Ooh, 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 I got God. I got God. And God showed me how to use my eyes. And nobody else. Okay, all right, let's just go and let your Polaroid self keep talking Polaroids. And yes, Polaroid, as in putting portraits out, portraying yourself. That's what portraiters do. That's how you know the portrayer from the originator. They're going to always look at you, but not come in. We're talking about originality. That's like, you know a contradiction when you see it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You got to look for the authentic print on it. You got to say, wait a minute, where's that label that I'm familiar with already? Where's that seal, that stamp on it? See, that's what the envelope was about. When you knew that someone passed one message on to the other, you was like, wait a minute, let me look for that unbreakable seal first before you even, you know what I mean? Because I think somebody even tampered with this before that I even know that this is a message. That's what we need to be starting, you know, re-emulating in our mind, because, you know, you might have been not knowing how the temperance is. What was the urgency in the emergency? Was it just urgently getting it to you first? So that it could be erased, to erase your own memory of how fast and how quick, as a quick could be, as a rabbit could be, habit could be.
Deep. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast, guys. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that you got something out of it, you know, in your own personal walk. You know, at Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys, we encourage you to always go within, you know. I mean, that's been the whole premise of what we do here, is to, you know, point you back to you, you know what I mean? So we're glad that you are not dependent on Enhancing Awareness Radio, you know what I'm saying, as your guru or as your go-to every Sunday, you know, for your Sunday service and, you know, for your boost, you know what I mean? I mean, it's great for a boost, but at the end of the day, guys, you are always going to be your end all as far as your boost, as far as your confirmation, as far as your, you know, your divine journey, guys. It's always going to, all roads, Ray Charles said it, right? He said, all roads will always lead you back to you. You know what I mean? So thank you. Tomorrow is going to be a letter. I guess this is timely because a letter to women. You know, I'm going to make a post today, but I really want to hear what the men want the women to know, you know, in the now. A lot of men are healing. A lot of men are angry. A lot of men are going against women. A lot of men, you know, are having a lot of compassion for women in the now moment, but it's definitely this thing or this big rift that I feel that is going on as far as the solid, not only the war that you see, you know, with the male against the female outright, but I feel that there's a solid war, you know, going on between the male and the female.
So we're going to talk about all of that tomorrow, guys. So join us tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern to Central, here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. And as always, Eternal, go ahead and take us home.
I give thanks to the reason why we even call it a silent war for tomorrow, which is still what we do today. You know, we have to have a humbleness inside of self, where we say, even where I put my head at is where I reside myself. So in my dwelling place, how do I dwell the own, the energy of what resonate for me? If I'm now becoming, as they call it, the Aquarian age or the gospel, what will I actually put into my technology of now awareness? I give thanks due to the fact that, you know, we as a people, we've been wanting to cripple our women so bad and calling them docile and futile and the things that, you know, at one point you were like, okay, now I can blame the woman, you know, all for all my hardship. And then you start to look at yourself and say, okay, wait a minute. If I'm doing all that, where did I come from again? Oh, shoot. I got to start putting the finger back at myself. So now we are a reflection to, you know, what we call truth, and find out whether it's true or not. You are the, now have to be silent to yourself and humble and be more of a student to what you call this that you do. You know what I mean? Like, if this what you're saying you're destined to do, being a person that likes to tie people's shoes, go ahead, continue tying people's shoes, Anunnakis or the Elohims, whatever you want to call them, that's of the higher self, is recognizing you doing your position. It's not even about you tying their shoe. It's about you putting that effort into the tie. So now, what is it in our unification feeling are we putting? Because one way is society showed us that we have already a head program is coming up. However, it's already been here. It's been here. CBs, we've been having the internet a long time ago. You know what I mean? So being on an airplane that's flying or floating, you've been in a car. And it's got air in the tubes. And you put on the seatbelt to go. You know what I mean? And then some of them, it turns off before you even can turn the ignition on and off. So now you're getting the automatic of the controls in a different format. They got lights that sensor differently when you got oncoming traffic. You got lights that turn on long time ago, because we already knew it, when it got dark or night. I mean, when it got dark in your horizon. When you couldn't see in perception, that high beams kick in. I'm like, yo, you are in technology. Now, not to be afraid of it, this is why they're doing it to you, like right now, slow weaning it into you to let you know that you already are the advanced intelligence. Your child actually is more intelligent than mainly you are. Now it's the process of not beating your child up while you're learning this. Because, yes, children are not the children that we see in those pictures. They were called cherubims. And if you know about cherubims, look it up. If you know anything about from cherubims to Bennu's, B-E-N-N-U, Bennu. This is how you know about these babies. They're beings. They're, you know, newborn beings. So that's the new beings. That's why the word Nubian is about us. So just be more in tune with you and what you do as far as the moon being Mu, M-U, not just M-O-O-N, yet the Queen Mu. You know, learn about these characters that they're put in front of you. There's not just one thing. It has many meanings. And now you won't look at it as a fool would, you know, because you're getting the truth. It's just, what do you do with it when it's in front of you? And how do you accept it? Because that's where this Jesus aspect came out to be in. Now Jesus could be right in front of you. You still wouldn't know that, you know, the average being is Jesus. And a lot of us are doing what Jesus is doing. We just don't call it that. And then we got to have the name that's the sad thing. You got to have the name in order for us to recognize it. So now, oh, you, okay, because your name is Jesus. So now I could, oh, your name is Jesus? Oh, well, then we good, you know. And so the name end up being what gives us this amen, this hidden character of ourselves. So now that you know this, then yourself, yourself, as in yourself in energy. You are a sun ray of light. Be present. You're a gift. Ashe, ashe, ooh.
Yeah.